Thank you, Veronica. Gisela here. I'd like to welcome everyone on today's La Crallo monthly call on Monday, the 19th of August at 2300 UTC. On today's call, we have José Arce, Silvia Erlein Leite, Luis Martinez, Vladimir Dávalos, Alfredo López, Juan Manuel Rojas, Aida Noblia, Adrián Carvalho, Eric Huesca, León Sánchez, Diego Acosta Bastidas, Fatima Cambronero, Carlos Aguirre, and Johnny Lorealo. Gilberto Lara will be joining us a little late. We have on the English channel Dev Anand Tiluksing, and we are hopefully going to have Garth Bruin joining us shortly. Apologies today noted from Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Natalia Enciso, Alberto Soto, Sergio Salinas Porto, Humberto Carrasco, and Javier José Palero. From staff today, we have Silvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And our interpreters are Sabrina and Veronica. Happy birthday, Veronica. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel, and also to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you, José.
José Arce speaking. Thank you very much. This is José Arce for the record. So welcome to this monthly call in August. I'm really very happy to see so many participants on this call. And while we wait for Garth to be connected, we'll start with the agenda. Based on what we have discussed and said in our last conference call, today we can participate on an equal basis. And one of the topics that we had on the agenda last month was the issue of the topic related to the calls and if they should be chaired by different members. So I would like to know if there is anyone who would like to chair this call. I also see Juan Manuel Rojas. Perhaps he can be the leader. He can proceed with the call today.
Okay.
I don't know if Juan Manuel can give us an answer. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, José. Thank you for giving me the opportunity of helping you with the agenda and to chair at least the agenda of this call so that we can all participate. I believe that we are still waiting for Garth to be connected. So while we're waiting for him, we can start with the action items, if you all agree. Perhaps we can start dealing with the action items on the agenda, and then we will give the floor to Garth when he is connected. So, Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. So we have the action item related to the working group's update, and we have 10 minutes for that issue. The first topic has to do with the governance working group that was created in Costa Rica. So who is the chair or the leader of this group? so that that person can speak about the group, or perhaps we can do what Jose has proposed. Now I open the floor, so Jose, please, go ahead. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. This is Jose Arce for the records. The idea of this item is to continue with the work proposed in previous calls and seeing the not so much or not so many movements and advances of this working group. The idea would be to close the working group and perhaps we can discuss all together the benefits of doing this. There are many people who believe that if we close the working group, now we will be open the door for a new working group with a new agenda. So that would be a positive aspect. And other benefits would be, for example, not to be waiting for the concrete results of that working group. I would like to say that the only working group this is the only working group that has not delivered any concrete result, not even a first delivery of a draft. So this is the issue with this particular working group. And the task of this working group is not a minor issue because a governance working group is important. We need to extract the main guidelines so as to direct or our region. So perhaps we can now discuss our opinions, whether you believe it is good to close the working group or not. So if you want to make a comment, the floor is open. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. We would like to know if there is any comment. I see Antonio Medina in the call, but I don't see him in the list of participants. So perhaps Antonio may have something to speak about this. Carlos, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Carlos? This is Carlos speaking. Hello, can you hear me? Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. I apologize. I was muted. Regarding what you were talking about and regarding Jose's comment regarding closing the working the governance working group, well, I was not participating in that group, so I think the best option is to go deeper into the task of that working group. I was reading the final report. I think it is a very important document, very interesting document, so that we can go deeper and so that we can deliver that to those who do not have a concrete idea about the governance issues. So I think that instead of canceling or closing the working group and start from scratch with a new working group, we can perhaps renew the participants or update the members so that we can give them a new start. Thank you very much. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you very much, Carlos. Silvia Vivanco has posted a link regarding the governance working group, and I see now Fatima Cambronero has raised her hand. Fatima, go ahead, please. This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. I share my idea with Carlos. I have some different views, although at the very beginning we have said that the objective of this working group was to review the operating procedures and the objectives of LAGRALO, and we were discussing and working with that, and we saw there was a need to change this or amend some of these points. So I believe it would be a good idea to reformulate the working group with new objectives or goals and see if we can review the task. I am not suggesting the fact that the working group should modify this, but perhaps we should perform a survey so as to see which points should be modified, and then we can submit this to LACRALO for them to decide if we should change it or not. This is my suggestion. Thank you very much. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you very much. Fatima, is there any other comment regarding this issue related to the governance working group? Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Well, there seems to be no other comment regarding the governance working group. So, Mr. Chair, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Jose Arso speaking. Thank you very much, Juan. So this was just to have a concrete action so as to proceed. So what we can do now is to agree on what we are going to do. What Fatima suggests is also very important. We can post this perhaps on the wiki. We can redefine the objectives. And we can devote a week for participants or people to express their views regarding or to see if they are in favor or against this. And once we have we finish with this, we will be able to reformulate or change or amend or whatever regarding the governance working group once we have this interaction finished. And then we will decide if we can close the working group or not. And I think that we can move on with the other items on the agenda. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. There is an email from Natalia. I don't know if Silvia saw it. So she suggests forming small working groups focused on policy discussion, because this was the original idea for this working group. So I think that email from Natalia is focused on other issues, but we can take it into account so that we can proceed. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. So there is no further comment. I think we can now proceed to open the wiki. And now we will speak about the strategic planning working group and the task or the work done by the group led by Alejandro Pisanti and the discussion regarding the SWOT matrix. Alejandro, can you hear us? This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Can you hear me? Juan Manuel Rojas, yes, go ahead, please. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. So perhaps you can present this point, and then I will make my contributions. So, Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Alejandro, please proceed with your comment regarding the matrix discussions. You have been working on this, and there is a pending discussion regarding this topic. So please, go ahead. Alejandro Pisanti is speaking. So last call, the working group, the strategic planning working group, presented the final report. There was a discussion about this report, and we had some comments. The comment was posted for reference 1 month ago, and the chair and the secretariat should discuss this so that we can take the necessary decisions. And thank you very much. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. Is there any other comment? As Alejandro was pointing out, this topic is open for discussion. So is there any other comment regarding the strategic planning working group? Jose Arce speaking. Juan, Jose has his hand up. This is Jose Arce speaking. I would like to reaffirm what Alejandro has said, because he requested that in the last call. So this final report was posted for comments, but there was no interaction on the part of the participants on the of the community. So I would like to ask you all, would you like to leave this for another week so that you can provide feedback, or otherwise we can proceed with the next steps in case we decide this is a final document? So I would like you to post your comments on the AC room, on the chat. That is to say, if you would like to have this document another week for consideration and feedback or not. Jose Arce speaking. For the record, I see someone in the chat, and that person is saying another week. So I think we can devote an extra week to these documents so that people can provide the corresponding and necessary feedback, because the working group has made a lot of efforts to create this matrix. So the idea would be to have input from the community. So we will be sending some kind reminders for you to provide feedback. So this is the end of my intervention. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. So we have this request for an extra week. And we can close this topic. The next topic has to do with the leveling course for the ALSs. Diego Acosta Bastidas. So this is your turn. Diego, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Diego, can you hear us? Diego, are you on the call? Diego Acosta? It seems that Diego has some issues with his audio, so please, Diego, could you please check your audio so that you can proceed with your presentation? Jose Arce speaking. Perhaps, Diego, perhaps you are muted. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. He seems to have some audio issues and some issues with his connection. Well, he says that he has an audio problem with the computer. Sometimes these the audio in the computer does not work. So if you agree, while Diego solves his issue, We can proceed with the next item on the agenda. So this is item number 4. This is until Diego can solve his issue. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Please, let's proceed with the following item on the agenda. So, Juan Manuel Rojas is speaking. The next item on the agenda is a draft agreement with the RIR, that is to say, the agreement between LACNIC and LACRALO. That item, that topic was presented by Jose Arce. So, Jose, go ahead, please. You have the floor. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Juan. This is Jose Arce for the record. I see that Silvia has posted the link to the draft for this agreement. So, a brief summary. In the last ICANN meeting in Durban, we had a specific meeting with the leaders of the RIR. The idea was to strengthen the links among them and our RALO with the corresponding RIR. And we had different and many topics arising. LACRALO has already signed a memorandum of understanding with its RIR. LACRALO submitted this to us, and based on that draft, we should draft our own document. I personally was able to speak with people in the LACNIC board, and the only thing we need to do is to agree on the content of this memorandum of understanding so that we can submit the document to them. So that's why I posted the draft as it is, as it was drafted by the African region, so that we can have a template. So today we had some comments. There were not substantial issues, but we had some input. So if you would like to use this space to provide your ideas, well, that would be more than welcome. The idea would be to work with this during this week. And perhaps next Monday we can post the document so that we can have the document finished. Alejandro Pisanti would like to take the floor, please. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Okay. I see Carlos with his hand up. Carlos Dioniso Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. I was reading the model of the template of the memorandum of understanding posted by Jose, and I also saw some comments in this regard. So, Jose, I would like you to tell me if the comment provided by Sergio Salinas has, let's say, some reality or some grounds in terms of the text of the MOU. And if that is the case, could you please shed some light on that? Thank you very much. This is Jose Arce speaking. Carlos. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Perhaps we can now give the floor to Alejandro, because Alejandro was requesting the floor. And then, once you answer that question, we can proceed with Alejandro. This is Jose Arce speaking. Sergio posted, I think, 3 questions. In one question, he's asking about the fundings of LACNIC and the administrative issues. And we have the original MOU of the RALO, of AFRALO. And I made a comment, a clarification, when I posted that. This is the draft as it is, or as it was drafted by AFRALO. So perhaps that's why we're somehow confusing confused about this. So the idea is that the members of the community may say, this is useful for us or this is not useful for us, and then we can proceed based on that. Because, of course, the reality of Afralo is not the same as our reality. We discussed in Durban in the plenary session, we discussed that, and the other Railos, for example, said that their realities, for example, the reality of the RIRs providing economic support, well, that is not going to be possible for the other regions or Railos. So the idea is that Lakvalo may have financial support by its RIRs. So perhaps these words that you may not understand is because they belong to or they apply to other Railos. So this is a kind of lack of understanding because we are not understanding what we are reading. So that's the main issue here. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. Now the next speaker is Alejandro Pisanti. Go ahead, please, Alejandro. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you, Juan. I think that Sergio has proved good reading skills. So the comment made by the Jose, by the chair, is unfair, I believe. And I will further speak my point. First, Jose, the question is, or since we have many options related to the reality of Afralo, what is your proposal, specifically speaking? Should we ask for financial and economic support from LACNIC or not? Second, when we speak about administrative support, to what extent should we adapt or adjust your proposal? And what is the support that we are now receiving from ICANN staff? Is it enough? Is it timely, efficient? What we are not receiving from the ICANN staff, and what is what we need from the staff of LACNIC? So I would like to know your analysis about the expansion or the concept of expanding the mission and the provision of different services. So I think this should be a mission creep, and this has to do with the address manager. So I would like to say that Railos should not be focused on the domain name system, but on the different aspects of ICANN. That is to say, we need to pay attention to protocols, the DNS, the IP addresses. We also need to control the independence and the freedom of the different issues when we need to discuss the different policies. And we also need to take into account and know the official position of LACNIC. This might create obligations that might affect that independence. So these are my questions. This was my intervention. I am Alejandro Pisanti. Thank you very much. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. I don't know if Jose would like to reply to you. Jose Arce speaking. Yes, of course. Thank you very much, Alejandro. I would like to make some clarification. First, what I say regarding the lack of reading, well, this was just a comment, and I believe that goodwill people would understand this. I think that participation would be more favorable if we read more. Sorry for interrupting you. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking, but that is not the point. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, well, but you are now being disrespectful with us, so, and I am not doing or I'm not behaving in that way. So I think that your questions have to do with also the lack of attention to what people say or what people post on an email. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I will leave this call right now. Jose Arzo speaking. So I will repeat so that we can agree on this. This was made to reinforce the relationship between Lacvallo and Lacnic. There was, at any time we spoke about substituting any function or any relationship that our region may have with ICANN. So this is something totally independent. So we can see a clear difference, the MOU that we have signed with ICAM and the new MOU that we need to or we want to sign with our RIRs. And we have particular reasons for this. And what are these particular reasons or issues? Well, these are the ones related to LACNIC. That is the whole, that is all. So I hope now it is much clearer the end of signing this MOU with LACNIC. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. I see Diego is ready for his intervention, but I would like to ask you, Diego, would you like to make any comment regarding this? Deb, would you like to make any comment regarding this issue or this topic?
This is Dave, yes. If I can ask the question. Is everyone hearing me?
Go ahead, Deb, please. You have the floor.
Good. Okay, thank you very much. This is David Ann speaking. I just want to try to understand this. So this is a draft taken from the AFRALO's proposed MOU with AFRALO and AFRINIC. So this has not been circulated to LACNIC. This draft has not been sent to LACNIC for approval or anything of that sort as yet. And that's one question. And the second question is, I think Alejandro touched on it. What exactly does administrative services to Lacrallo mean? I'm a little bit not clear as to what does that mean? What sort of administrative services that is not being provided by from ICANN. That's it.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Dev. I believe that Jose can take the floor to reply to Dev's questions at this point in time. Jose Arce speaking. Yes, of course. Thank you, Dev, for your questions, and I will reply to them now. First of all, as you said, this is a draft document. Nothing has been shared with LACNIC so far. What I can say at this point in time is that people from LACNIC last week contacted me, and they know that we are working on this draft. And their basis for this, as per the Durban meeting, is the MOU signed by AFRALO. That is what they are using as a basis. So LACNIC is waiting for our final draft, but we haven't sent anything yet. Regarding your second question, as I said, well, our administrative services, well, are particular. Fatimata, when she spoke about AFRALO, she did not go into details. And many of the people on this call were also present at the Durban meeting when Fatimata said that they receive financial and administrative services. I repeat, we do not want to replace a service currently provided by ICANN. We should speak with Fatimata, and I will send her an email so that she can explain what it is that they understand when they say administrative services. I don't know if it will be beneficial or not, because what we have to agree on is we have to agree on what we want to sign, the document we want to sign with LACNIC. But of course, I take up this commitment. I will send an email to Fatimata, and I expect a reply by tomorrow or the day after. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Jose. I see that Carlos Vera would like to take the floor. Carlos? If you would like to add any points regarding this topic in particular, go ahead, please. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking again. Carlos Vera, if you can hear us, you can please go ahead and take the floor if you have any further comment regarding this topic in particular. Oh, excuse me. We cannot hear you, Carlos. And Diego was asking for the floor before that. So, Diego, if you have a comment on this topic, please go ahead. It is my understanding that you had your hand up because you wanted to speak about the prior topic, that was the leveling course. This is Diego Acosta Bastidas for the record. I coordinate the leveling course working group. I had my hand up, Juan Manuel, because I wanted to join or rejoin the call. So first of all, can you all hear me? Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Yes, Diego, we can hear you, but now we are discussing the draft MOU. As soon as we finish with this topic, we will go back to the topic that you want to address, because I believe that Fatima, Carlos, and other participants have more comments to add on this topic. So once we finish this topic, we will go back to you so that you can address the topic that you had to address. This is Diego Acosta Bastidas speaking. Of course, no problem at all. Sorry for this interruption. Please go ahead with the topic you are addressing right now. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Diego. So, Carlos, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Carlos speaking. Carlos Aguirre speaking. I am the last speaker requesting the floor. Juan Manuel speaking, Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. I meant Carlos Vera from Ecuador. Carlos Vera from Ecuador, you have the floor. And in the interest of time, may I please ask you to be brief, because we still have other topics on our agenda that need to be addressed. So, Carlos Vera, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Okay, I see that he's typing in the AC room. He's got no audio. So he says that some points of clarification are needed, so he's going to type what, you know, his points of clarification. So in the interest of time, Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you, Juan Manuel. I have a question to shed some light on this issue of the MOU with LACNIC. The question is of the participants of the meeting. I would like to know if we have the possibility as a region, if we do not want to sign an MOU with LACNIC, if we see that it is not necessary or timely or relevant at this point, well, I would like to know if this is possible. I need some clarification regarding this point. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Fatima. Jose, you have the floor now. This is Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you. Of course, we do have that possibility. We are not forced to do anything. At the time when we held this meeting, we spoke about describing the way in which each region was working with their regional internet registries. They work on an informal basis in a collaborative fashion, and people from the registries believed that it was better to have a framework that would formalize this collaborative effort or work, and maybe include more or less obligations for each of the parties. This is something that the region has to define. It is not for me to define it. That's why we are discussing it here. If anyone is against this, you can express this on the wiki. And of course, the best way to do so is to provide a rationale for your comments. So of course, you're all invited to post your comments on the wiki. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you. Now Carlos Aguirre has the floor. Carlos, go ahead, please. This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. Thank you, Juan. First of all, I believe I mean, I'm going to play both roles, or I will step into Jose's and Alejandro's shoes. Several things need some clarification, or maybe there are many people that did not participate in the conference calls or did not read the emails. That's why we have some doubts or questions being expressed here or else posted on the wiki. So I see that the message did not get through, did not reach all the intended recipients, or else the intended recipients did not take care of that. Now, regarding Alejandro's irritation or aggravation, I believe that that stems from another reason. I think that he left the meeting when, at the point at which we were trying to agree, despite our different opinions. I believe this deserves a further discussion. Personally, I believe that the MOU is a very good starting point because it will enable us to cooperate with the regional registry and they can cooperate with Lacrallo. I believe that this relationship can be or can come to fruition and can generate very interesting synergies. Thank you. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Carlos. Jose, I don't know if you would like to add anything at this point in time. Jose Arce speaking. I see a comment posted by Dev. He is suggesting a poll, a vote or a poll, to ensure ALSs would agree to this, to make sure that we want an MOU or not. So whether we proceed to a vote, we can still decide to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Okay, thank you, Jose. I believe that this topic is still at a very preliminary stage, and we have the wiki and the email exchange list for further discussion because we are only beginning to address this point, so maybe we can specify or make it clear whether we want an MOU with LACNIC or not, and if we are going to have the MOU, we can agree on the points to be included in that MOU, so we can devote more time and have more active engagement and participation at a later stage. So if there are no further comments on this point, then we could resume the item that was pending on our agenda. So, Carlos Vera, if you are not going to take the floor, kindly put your hand down in the AC room. Thank you. This is Jose Arce speaking, Juan Manuel. Jose Arce speaking. Just a brief comment. I would like to comment on what Fatima said. Fatima says that maybe some people do not want this MOU. So as we have to respect everybody's views, if you believe that a vote is appropriate, then we can proceed to a vote and see whether the majority of the region does want an MOU. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Do you mean a vote right now? Jose Arce speaking. No, maybe it can be an action item for a later stage. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Yes, maybe it can be an action item for a later stage. So we can then conclude with this item on the agenda and we can address the capacity or the leveling course working group, the working group that deals with the leveling course for the ALSs, coordinated or chaired by Diego Acosta Bastidas. This is Diego Acosta Bastidas, the chair or coordinator of the leveling working group. Cognizant of the delay and aware of your patience, well, may I please explain that this delay stems from the fact that we have to include a specific module regarding the anonymity of a poll that will enable us to have a knowledge base or a baseline that we need for this leveling course. Fortunately, and on the basis or based on the inclusion of engineer Ordóñez, that is an expert in IT here in Ecuador and also an expert in the Moodle platform. Well, thanks to that, we have achieved this anonymity, and we are very pleased to inform La Carlo that tomorrow we will be sharing the corresponding link with the list, with the basic and simple instructions, so that you and the La Carlo community can participate in an anonymous way. You can participate in this poll, and the poll will enable us to focus on the topics that are most required or requested in terms of the leveling course. So we believe that we have moved into action now, because actions speak louder than words, and this should be constantly seen in La Carlo's judgment or criteria. We believe that the objective of the leveling working group will always be in unison or harmonized with the desire to go back to information and to turn information into a more easily usable tool for the community, but mainly for all the people that are interested in strengthening the democratic representative capabilities within La Carlo in general, and specifically in terms of the users, of the internet users. So, having said this, I have to thank you all, and for your patience because of these interruptions in my participation on this call. As from tomorrow, we will have the specifications needed to continue working towards the creation of a course that will result in strengthening our region. Thank you. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Diego. Okay. I see that Heidi is confirming that Garth will be joining shortly, will be joining us shortly. So we would like to check if Garth is already on the call. Is he on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
So this is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking again. Okay. So I now give the floor to Garth. Oh, excuse me, this is Jose Arce speaking. I would like to take the floor. Thank you, Juan. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Juan. I want to thank Garth for joining us today on this call. Fatima, Natalia, and I invited him. Fatima to join us. Fatima and Natalia are in charge of our capacity building initiative, and Garth accepted promptly. So after speaking for a little while when we met in Durban, we believe it is really appropriate to have a more fluent interaction with other regions, and Garth was in line with that idea, and he accepted to join us on this call in order to let us know about the way in which Naralo works. And surely we will kindly participate in his region so that we can find points in common and work together. So welcome, Garth, and thank you for joining us on this call.
Thank you, Jose. Thank you for inviting me. I apologize for being late. I had the time wrong in my calendar. It is 2300 hours in Eastern Standard Time. I keep forgetting to think in terms of a universal time. I like to think that we are all not so different, and that we're facing many of the same problems wherever we live in the world. Even though people in the United States are seen as maybe having better access to the internet than some other parts of the world, we still have people who, for various reasons, don't have equal access. And certainly in terms of policy, we are in a constant struggle to be recognized and to have our issues discussed at ICANN and other meetings. And I like to think that there are many ideas, many concepts that we can all share throughout regions, and that there are things that I can take away from Lac Rallo and bring back to Naralo, and vice versa. A project that I've initiated since becoming chair is what we call the Naralo Spotlight. The Naralo Spotlight is a very, very brief video introduction which is produced by the representative of each at-large structure within the region. And they inform the rest of the members in the region of what kind of projects and what kind of goals they have within their own at-large structure. Unfortunately, because the ICANN meetings are constrained in many ways, one, in terms of time, two, in terms of content, and three, in terms of travel access, this is a real opportunity for everybody within the region to understand better what the work is of each one of these structures, and to see the people behind it, and not just the officers who attend the various meetings around the world. It is also very important that that people see that the at-large is about people, that ICANN isn't just about numbers, that it really does impact people, and that people should have a say in the way that the Internet operates. And that when I watch a video, if I were to see a video of Jose or a video of Sylvia, I would see that the Internet is people and not just numbers and not just anonymous names. We read many policy documents with a number of names behind them, and we never really get to see the real people behind them. And what we end up with when everybody does their videos is we have this mosaic, this collage of participation within our region. And we can put that on the front page of our RALO website. So if people come to visit the website, they see that it's actually people. They don't just see the static text and links to various documents and historical information. They actually see that this is real people, and they can also get their own voice added to that. We include each one of these brief videos within our monthly meetings. So each ALS gets a turn at presenting their own issues, their own structure, and that way the calls themselves also become more dynamic, more interesting, and more personal. And hopefully I haven't taken up too much time after being late, and I'm certainly willing to talk more or answer any questions, but I think that this has been one of our best ideas recently.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Well, since Gar's intervention has been very brief, we will now open the floor for questions for Gar, and then we will continue with the rest of the agenda. Jose, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Jose Arce speaking. I see Fatima has raised her hand, so I will give the floor to her now, and then I will proceed with my intervention. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Okay, Fatima, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Fatima, we are not hearing you. Can you hear us? This is Fatima Cambronera speaking. Hello, can you hear me? Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. Yes, I have a question for Garth. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. A question for Garth. I would like to be brief, but I don't know if his reply will be brief. I would like him to tell us basically how you develop the roles in your RELO, the president and the secretary, the chair and the secretary. Because in our RELO, for example, we have a lot of workload for the secretary and for the chair. So I would like to know the experience of other RELO to see how they get organized in this regard.
Thank you. This is Garth Bruin in response. This is also a problem for us, and one of the initiatives that I've started is searching out working groups within ICANN that don't have representation from NARALO or have underrepresentation from at-large in general. And I find volunteers within our community to join these working groups and then report back to the region. And this has a few effects. The first effect is that if we can get certain people onto working groups that have travel funding, we can also get these people to meetings where they have not been before. We also have better representation from within the at-large community at ICANN. I also find ways for people within at-large structures to address their own personal or at-large internet policy needs within the work that we do. So if somebody, for example, has an at-large structure which is focused on getting access, say, for the elderly or dealing with privacy issues, I try and find somewhere within the organization where their work would be most useful. And when the general work for at-large shows itself, when we get assignments, I try and find people within the region who are best suited for this type of work and encourage them to volunteer to do certain types of work. Because I think that everybody has some sort of value. Sometimes it's just a question of finding that value. I hope this answers your question.
Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Fatima? Okay. Is there any other question for Garth? Jose Arce, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Jose Arce speaking. Garth, I would like you to tell us whether you have own initiative, so as to empower people to participate in policy discussions. For example, we have a serious problem because we cannot find a way to obtain greater participation in the development of policy issues. So we are stuck in that issue because we do not have participation, or we have certain administrative issues to solve in the middle. So I don't know if you have that problem in your region and how you help people to participate in policy development.
Thank you, Jose. This is Garth again. I start by asking people, what's your problem? What bothers you? What are you concerned about? And then I see my role as acting as an intermediary to help them find the policy avenue where they can assist the rest of us with their own work. And I show them that your problem can be addressed through working through the policy and helping the rest of the group, you know, on similar agendas. So I used to work for an elected representative here in the United States, and his philosophy was one that I've carried with me for the rest of my career. He saw his position as an elected representative as someone who was there to help his constituents or the voters in his district, help them navigate the bureaucracy. And when I started working on various internet policy projects, that became my model. I deal with internet end users who have problems with the internet, mostly abuse issues, spam, viruses, and other types of abuse. And I see my role as helping them navigate the policy. They don't understand it. They shouldn't have to understand it. There should be somebody out there who is able to help them with their problem and navigate the complexities of the internet. So in terms, and I've brought this same concept to dealing with at large. I ask people in ALSs, well, what's bothering you about the way that the internet operates? What's bothering you about the way that ICANN operates? And then I search out for places where they can fit in and get their issues addressed, and then get issues addressed for the entire community at the same time.
Thank you very much, Garth. So I see Carton Samuel. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Chair. This is Carton Samuel for the transcript. I want to go back to the issue of participation in policy making. The fact is that the structure that we have tends to determine certain activities that would be useful. In the first place, the policy advice comes from the ALAC, and the policy advice that ALAC sends is largely determined by the membership, and that membership that usually are in a position to contribute to determining what the advice should be are people who are participants in working groups I still believe is the best and most useful and productive way for members of La Corala to become directly involved in developing policy advice. And there is no alternative to it. It seems to me that replicating structures, when you have standing working groups where you can participate and you can almost at the same time, in the same breath, be educated by others around you, and as well as influencing direction by your own contributions, it is so obvious to me that I'm always amazed that we are trying to replicate structures that don't seem to inure to the benefit of the community. Here's the thing. We are not going to be always totally au fait, totally conscious of all of the issues. And like God says, the first thing that you have to do is to show an interest and then find ways to attach yourself to a working group where you will become immersed, and in very short order, you will find that you can start acquiring knowledge, acquiring a sense of what the issues are. And because we're all accomplished individuals in our own personal and professional lives, I have no doubt that we can make a contribution there. I still think it is a worthwhile way to approach participation. I do not see the development of offline and alternative models as quite important as direct involvement in the working groups that exist today. Thank you.
This is Jose Arso speaking. I see Carlos wants to make a comment. Carla, would you like to make a question to Garth? This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Yes, thank you very much, Jose. I have two or three questions for Garth. First question is this, whether the Narvalo has or is carrying out outreach for the community and how they perform that. And my second question is the following, whether the whether Narvalo has any MOU with their own RIR or the RIRs in the region, and what is the result that they have obtained? And if not, do you believe that it would be interesting to have an agreement or an MOU with the RIR? Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. This is Garth again. I'll answer the second question first. We do not have an agreement with Aaron, but we are going to have discussions with them and discuss it. We're going to be sending some Narvalo members to their upcoming meeting in North America, and we're going to continue to have an open relationship with them. I think it would be a good idea. In terms of the first question on outreach, yes, we have started a much more aggressive outreach campaign, and we started actually in Toronto at our last regional meeting, our General Assembly, and I asked everybody, all the attendees, to bring me a list of 10 organizations that are not represented here in Toronto. And then we have to figure out why they're not here, and we have to find a way to recruit them. The list I came up with personally focused on what I consider to be underrepresented members of the Internet community, most specifically the disabled, the blind, and people who I guess we would call homebound, people with mobility issues, who spend much of their time on the Internet, and using the Internet is really the way that they experience the world. We're not hearing their issues. We don't really understand their issues. I don't see many disabled people or blind individuals at ICANN meetings. And the question that I always have lingering in my mind is, how do blind people use the Internet? And I know that they do use the Internet. So I found a series of organizations, and I have started contacting them directly. I have lists of addresses. I have prepared a standard form letter that can be modified, and I actually put this into the postal mail, and I also send them emails, and I try and call them. We also focus geographically. So I reach out to potential ALS members that are close to me, that are nearby where I live, and I encourage other ALSs to do the same. We've made a list of all of the states in the United States and all the provinces in Canada and all of the outerlying U.S. territorial islands which do not have an ALS. And we are currently searching within all of those regions to find potential groups to recruit so we can have full participation from different members of the community and also a geographic representation. And hopefully we can double or even triple our membership at ICANN meetings and get more voices at the table.
This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Garth. Okay, I believe that we can thank Garth for joining us today on the call. I don't know if Jose would like to thank Garth as well before we proceed with our agenda. The next item has to do with the capacity building initiative led by Fatima and Natalia. Jose Arce speaking. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Go ahead, Jose, please. Jose Arce speaking. I personally want to thank Garth for joining us on this call. So thank you, Garth. Thank you very much. We hope that we will continue engaging in this type of dialogue, not only with me and with Sylvia, but with all the members in our region. I hope that we can all engage and exchange or interchange ideas with you and with the other regions. So once again, thank you very much for having joined us this evening. And then I would like to put forth a motion. We have less than 10 minutes left, and in order to be respectful to our interpreters and to staff, I believe that there are certain specific topics that need further definition. One of these topics is the setting up of a committee for the next meeting that will be in charge of events during the next meeting. I believe that before we conclude this meeting, we have to bring this point to a close and be very attentive to our next meeting. Sylvia Vivanco has posted a link in the AC room. So I invite all of you to visit that link and contribute your input, your ideas, or contribute or suggest or propose resources so that we can get things done and get things going. So I really wanted to touch on this point that is really very important. We are getting closer and closer to the meeting in Buenos Aires, and this is a very important point. So I open the floor at this point on this call for any comments, ideas, or suggestions. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking, Jose. If I may, I would like to say that, as you said, it would be great to have a working group or committee to focus on the organization of these events, that is the La Cralo events in Buenos Aires. And the sooner we do that, the better, so that we can engage in meetings or conference calls where we can address these topics or ideas. So, of course, feel free to contact me so that staff can support you in organizing these committee meetings. Jose Arce speaking. Yes, of course. Thank you, Silvia. Surely this will be an action item. I see that Juan Manuel has dropped, and they are dialing out to him again. But anyway, yes, the idea is to have this committee or group defined during the course of this week. So your participation and your input is welcome. I don't know if Silvia Herland-Leite is still on the call. Silvia, if you would like to take the floor at this point, go ahead, please. This is Silvia Herland-Leite speaking. Yes, thank you, Jose. I really wanted to remind you all about our ALS data or ALS information update campaign. I have posted a link in the AC room. As I mentioned before, in our email exchange list, this is a space for each ALS to post or to populate the space with information on what you are currently doing, to post your logo. This is a space available for all of you, and it will be very useful indeed when we start organizing the showcase. As you know, in the showcase, we do showcase what happens in the region. We are the largest RALO within at large, and we have grown a lot. So it is very important to have updated information. Maybe if you have information that dates from the time you joined La Cralo, please, may I kindly ask you to review that information and to update it. You can do so by sending an email either to me or to staff. Thank you. Jose Arce speaking. I don't know if Juan Manuel is back on the call, but I have a comment, and I have another action item to suggest so that we can keep going and moving on. I think that Natalia's email is timely indeed, and I have replied to that email, and I said that the items are raised, or the points are raised there, should be action items. So for the record, Natalia's, or the points are raised by Natalia, will be action items. Jose Arce speaking again. I don't know if Juan Manuel is back on the call. If he's not, I will continue. We had an outstanding point or item to address. That was the capacity building program. A short time ago, Fatima shared an email on our list. She introduces this program. This program is quite successful. And the idea is that any of you can carry out or implement this program. Juan Manuel replied affirmatively or positively. It doesn't mean that only one person has to take over this responsibility or take care of this. I don't know if he and Fatima and Natalia will agree on how to address this issue or this topic of the interchange or exchange in terms of organizing the different capacity building cycles. I just couldn't find the word. I don't know if Juan Manuel is back on the call. And Fatima, maybe you would like to take the floor and say something regarding this program before we move on to our next item or point on the agenda. This is Fatima speaking. Please, let us move on with the other items on our agenda. We have circulated the invitation in the Lacralo email exchange list, so feel free to join us whenever you want. This is Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you, Fatima. Excellent. Item 7 on the agenda has to do with Lacralo policy issues. This was proposed by Fatima and Alejandro, and we have a new confluence or wiki confluence space. Fatima collected information, data, and documents so that you can contribute your comments or input. Okay. Fatima, go ahead, please. You have the floor. This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. Thank you, Jose. I want to highlight what Natalia was mentioning in the second email she circulated on the list. I believe it's important to make a difference. On the one hand, we shouldn't be interested in all the topics at the same time, and we shouldn't all be trained or have the capabilities or capacities to participate in all the topics at the same time. But we do need to get more capacity building in terms of policies. There are some open issues or open topics. Some of these topics or issues will be closing shortly, for instance, the public comment periods and the periods to post comments on the ALAC policy statement. I believe this is a very timely opportunity to get involved, to get engaged. Natalia was wondering what topics we are most interested in so that we can get together and cooperate and contribute our input. We need to produce more statements to make our voices heard as a RELO within ALAC. I believe that this invitation is open to everyone. As I said in my email, we have 42 ALSs with an average of 2 members per ALS, so that makes a total of 84 people. Somebody must be interested in these topics at least. So, of course, I volunteer my help. Feel free to contact me for any help that you may need, and I want to urge you all to participate. Thank you. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Fatima. I see that we are reaching the end of our time available for this meeting. I see there is a comment posted by Carlos on the list, Carlos Vera. It has to do with an email. Juan Manuel said that we should make comments on substantial or substantive policy issues. Surely there wasn't any bad intention or in that comment. If you took it the wrong way, I do apologize. It wasn't the intention. And of course, Carlos, if you want to make any comment, please feel free to take the floor. Of course, I apologize. There isn't any bad intent or intention at all. Maybe some things come up as arbitrary, but of course the intention or the intent is never a bad one. We all know each other by now, and our intent is always to work together and to help each other. And maybe, or of course, nobody is perfect. I have plenty of defects or flaws, even as a chair. So respectfully, as I said, this was misunderstood. I said this respectfully. We have to see what each of us needs to improve on a personal basis and also as a region member, as a member in the region. So I invite you all to participate. Thank you for your comment, and I apologize for this misunderstanding. Having said this, I would like to greet the interpreters. I would like to greet staff. Veronica has been, our interpreter has been working on her birthday, so I want to greet her as well. And I want to thank Garth. Our list is open. I look forward to your comments on our discussion list, and I look forward to our next meeting in September. So thank you all very much. Thank you, Carlton, for your comments as well. So thank you all once again. Good evening and goodbye.